Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Please be joined once again by the marketing director at Adair County Health System down in Greenfield, Tiffany Johnson. A lot of stuff going on in the summer, a lot of activity, both at the hospital and for residents. I'm sure checking in to get some checkups and some procedures done as we got a little bit more time on our hands in the summer. So we'll talk about a few of those types of things. Tiffany, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here today.
Yeah. So first of all, let's talk about the foundation in particular, the Adair County Health Foundation, holding its annual golf tournament, which raises a lot of funds for the hospital, for necessary equipment and that sort of thing. Just kind of tell us how the event went and what those funds are going to be going towards this year.
We had that at the beginning of June, and as you were all aware, it was a lot of heat advisories, so we're a little worried about the golf tournament, but I can't take credit for it, but I ordered some great weather. We had no rain, it was not hot, it was perfect with a little breeze, so couldn't get any better than that. We had around 17 teams and a lot of sponsorships, so we raised a little over $5,000. Those funds will be going towards a new 3D mammography machine that will be used at Adair County Memorial Hospital. So we have a nice start on our funding for that piece of equipment.
And now I know Greene County also had a golf tournament earlier in the year, and the funds went to a mammography machine as well. Can you tell us what this machine will do to enhance the care that you do in that department?
Currently, we have a 2D mammography machine, and while it passes an inspection and it works fine, it is an older machine, and if it breaks down, we have a hard time getting parts. So we are looking into a new machine. Anyways, 3D is the newest technology, and actually, it's been proven to detect breast cancer earlier and to reduce callbacks. Kind of, they call them false negatives sometimes. They might see something that then the person has to get a phone call and say, we might have saw something, but we need to redo it or do an ultrasound. And as we're all aware, that causes stress because in your mind, you're thinking of the C word, cancer. So it just causes unnecessary stress on a patient. So it reduces any callbacks, false negatives, that type of stuff. So it's state of the art, and we want to provide that to our community. Adair County has one of the highest rates of late stage breast cancer in Iowa, which we didn't really kind of find this till we dug into doing the 3D and was it worth the cost. And our public health office kind of helped us get some stats. And when that came up, I think it was a sure thing to our board and our senior leadership that, yes, this is what we need to do for the community. If we can even save one life, it's worth the extra cost to go to 3D.
Well, that's certainly a great way to use those funds. Wanted to touch base on another thing that's started out here recently, and that's Medicare cards being mailed out. Of course, there's some things you got to be aware of when you're getting rid of the old ones and getting the new ones. So, Tiffany, why don't you give us all the tips on that?
We've been kind of getting information from CMS for a while that they're going to do this. It's going to be kind of a 3-year, and we weren't even quite for sure when Iowa was going to be mailed. And we've been trying to do education, but we just got notice that Iowa is going to start mailing here soon. So Iowans will start getting their new Medicare card. The changes is it's not your Social Security number. So it is safer. However, due to technology and the world we're in, people are starting to already do scams to Medicare patients, such as calling them, telling them they need their new number, that they need the information. So we've been trying to do a lot of education to our senior population of don't give that information. Adair County Health System isn't going to call you randomly over the phone if you haven't been in and ask you for your card number or any kind of information. We just don't do that on the phone. But that goes to say when you get your new card, remember when you're coming in for an appointment or a procedure that you bring that card and you show it at the registration desk so we know that we have your most current insurance information. It just saves paperwork and phone calls and backtracking in the long run. So.
And I think, as always, if you have any questions, if you think something's a little bit unsure, a little bit fishy, give the lovely staff at Adair County Health System a call. They'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Yes. Our business office is equipped with answering those questions. A few months ago, we had what they call spoof calling, which scammers used our caller ID, so it looked like the hospital was calling, and they were asking people for financial information. So we just want to stress, if you haven't been in, we won't be calling you for that. If it's not a staff member that you recognize the name or the voice or it, something just feels off, our staff is aware, even if they're calling and this happens to them personally, that we encourage patients to say, hey, I don't know about this. I'm going to hang up and I'm going to call back the number and call the main line to our hospital. And if it is a legit staff person, they're not going to be offended by you questioning. You'll just be transferred back to them and work out why they had called you. We had people that were trying to scam even our local people. So it gets kind of scary out there. So when in doubt, give us a call, and we're willing to either say, hey, it wasn't us, you need to contact your local police department, especially if we find out that you have given them any personal information, then we have steps that we try to encourage you to do to save things there.
Some great tips there for our senior population in particular. And speaking of the senior population, Ada County Health System was recently honored for a Governor's Volunteer Award from Governor Kim Reynolds for, I believe, 25 years with the SHIP program. That's the Senior Health Insurance Information Program, extending that out from Ada County Health System to the senior population there in Ada County. Tiffany, what does this honor mean to the staff at ACHS?
I had the honor of going to the governor's reception, and it was a really neat and humbling experience seeing all the volunteers, because they recognize individuals as well as organizations such as Adair County Health System, and it was a great experience. And for us, it's nice to be honored. We try to do a lot for our community, give a lot of different services, education and stuff, free at no cost, because we know this is your community hospital, and your tax dollars pay for us to keep our doors open, and we want to give back to the community any way we can. And the SHIP program is a great program that helps people of Medicare age get enrolled. I just met with the state office and we got some stats. And last year with the SHIP program, we saw 185 Medicare people with getting them comparing their Part D with their medication list. And we saved them over $130,000 changing their plans or getting them on the right plan. So for us, that is an awesome experience that we can ask for any better. So.
All great things there. That's Tiffany Johnson, the marketing coordinator for Ada County Health System. Tiffany, any other tips as we get into the summer with lots of activity going on?
I think definitely we have a heat advisory coming up again this weekend, and I have posted some tips on our Facebook page, and I know not everybody's on Facebook, but just make sure you take precautions. You drink water, you wear clothes that are covered, sunscreen if you're going to be out, and if you have elderly people, some of those people don't even have air conditioning, and some of them don't have relatives close by that can check on them. So if your neighbor's elderly, just take a few minutes this weekend to check on them, make sure they have enough cold water, make sure they're doing okay. So we want everybody to be safe. Although we do have an emergency room, we really don't want our community members coming through that way. So.
Absolutely. Let's all be responsible citizens there and help each other out as we get into the 90s and closer to 100 degrees here this weekend. Once again, that's Tiffany Johnson, the marketing coordinator from Ada County Health System, joining us to talk about all things health-related on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Tiffany, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martin.